Blog Talk Radio.
Right here on Dream Chasers Radio, just trying to get my caller in. There seems to be a problem with the server. Go figure. It says it's too busy. So just hold on, caller, and I'll be right with you as we resolve this. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and get the show started. Today, our guest is going to be here to tell you all about what they do and what they've done and how they've, gotten to where they are today. And go figure, I believe it would be BM the Truth. BM the Truth. So as I try to upload and connect to my server, we're going to go ahead and take care of some music by this wonderful artist. His name is Bobby Marshall, and that's BM for short. And we're going to go ahead and play this song that he has on SoundCloud. You can reach him at soundcloud.com, BM-the-truth, while we get our servers ready.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking back, y'all, my pride, that's my wicked way. The thinker, Dr. Nate, they implemented my vision gone. Sometimes things don't happen to you. You can decide, you decide, you can rise and move. The only thing is being hard, are you willing to shoot? I just put my hands together after God was through. Hey, hey, is it worth the wait? And when you finally talk to God, was it worth the wait? And those questions I was asking, was it worth the wait? My nigga, I'm looking back like, was it worth the wait? Sometimes things don't happen to you. You decide, you decide, you can rise and cool. And when things get hard, are you willing to shoot? I just put my hands together, asking God for the proof. Hey, hey, is it worth the wait? And when you finally talked to God, was it worth the wait? And those prayers I was asking, was it worth the wait? My nigga, I'm looking back like, was it worth the wait?
We want to welcome to the show, hey, sorry about that. Connections, I don't know what was going on, but we got you. So how are you doing today, and welcome again to the show.
Hey, how you doing? And I'm fine. How about you?
I'm good. It would be nice if this was going through really good, if we had that moment where we can actually talk. But hey, you know, things happen. I love the song, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I mean, that's, man, was it worth the wait? That's bad. That's nice.
Thank you.
What, I'm looking at your story a little bit, and I'm going over it in my mind. This is really hard.
Really hard.
So I see that your motivation was from a very hard background.
Yeah, it all started off basically, I don't know, I was like 12 when I really got into the, like, listening to music, basically. And my dad, he would always listen to Tupac. And growing up, I used to hate Tupac because he used to listen to it all the time. But, like, he always used to tell me, like, you know, listen to his music because, you know, he's talking about real life stuff, you know, the irrelevant stuff that's going on. So, it was probably like once I hit like 14 and my brother had passed away when I started like actually pursuing the rapping career, because like I used to have a hard time with expressing myself or, you know, talking about my problems. So instead of me talking, I used to just write it down, go to the studio, and I basically fell in love with it. And then I was still like going to school, you know, I was still in sports and everything. And then I finished school early when I was 17. So I started college when I was 17. But that's when my dad had also, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. So it was just a whole bunch of stuff going on. And like I said before, I used to not like to talk about my problems with people. So I used to just write it down, you know, go to my friend's studio, and then, you know, just spit my pain on in the booth or whatever. So then once he passed away, it was in March of 2013, that's when I took it. Like, I was like, I'm going to just stick with this. And ever since then, I've been moving forward with the whole music career.
Wow.
Yeah, so... So
that's a hard pill to swallow, man. That's a hard pill to swallow. I love the way you put the Heavenly Father in there. You know, I love that.
Always.
Yeah. What? I mean, you know, certain people would be upset with the Father. What made you understand what was truly going down?
I mean, a lot of talk. My mom, she had a lot to do with it because she's my motivator. Like, basically, when all of that was going on, she was just telling me to stay positive, you know, and it was kind of hard on her, too, because it was like, you know, she had lost her son, and then, you know, my dad passed, so it was like, she was telling me to stay positive, you know, have a positive outlook on the situation, you know, and just thank God, you know, everything happens for a reason, so it was just like, I can either sit around and, you know, mope about it or, you know, just stay positive and, you know, just strive for better. So she played a big part in that. So I thank her for keeping me on that right path to success, as you can say.
That's, you know what? I mean, you still have her. She's a fighter.
Yeah.
Definitely a fighter, you know, someone you can look up to, that's important, and someone to get you through the tough times in life, you know. So when you decided to really actually pursue this, through all your adversities, through all your you know, your ups and your downs, what really truly was your inspiration behind the inspiration? I mean, everyone has an inspiration that's out front that everybody can see, but what was going on behind the scenes? I mean, because certain people just close down when things like this happen one after the other. You know, everybody goes through something. And
yeah.
Hard.
Well, I don't know. It was basically, like I had just stated, like, I fell in love with rapping, you know, when I was 12. All of these hard time events happened to my life, and it just so happened that I was good at putting my thoughts or my pain in rap music, as you could say. So, I mean, that's where it all began at. Like, I think even if these hard times wouldn't have happened, I still probably would have pursued it, but I probably would have, like, slacked off. But it was just probably that motivation of me just, okay, this happened. Like, my brother passed away. My dad passed away. Like, okay, they're not here, you know, physically, but they'll always be with me. So it was just like, I know I had to push forward. Because, like you said, a lot of people would have just, you know, they would have knew how to react to it. But like I said, my mom, she was just like my mentor and everything, telling me, like, you know, stay positive, everything. Like, she kept me on the right path. So, like I say, I thank her, and obviously, you know, I got to thank the man above, which is God, because without him, none of this would be possible.
You're right.
So,
you're right.
Yeah.
Good. My goodness. So, it's kind of hard. I mean, you know, where can people reach you on the internet? I know they can reach you on the SoundCloud, BM-the-truth. But are there any other places to reach you?
You have Instagram, and that's just Being the Truth. Everything is capitalized. And then I also have a Facebook page, and you can just find me under Bobby Marshall. But, okay. Yeah, that's about it. I don't really use social media like that, kind of. I need to start doing it, actually, but right now it's just mainly SoundCloud.
Mhm.
Yeah. So.
And you know what's going on with you now and your music? What are you doing now? Are you doing any shows?
Yeah.
Are
well,
you planning on?
Well, yeah. Actually, I just dropped a mixtape on the 17th of March, and it's on SoundCloud. So you know you guys can look at it or whatever if you're interested in it. And I have a show coming up this Sunday, which is kind of cool because it's a 21 and over club, but my birthday happens to be this Friday, so I'll be able to make the cut.
Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're going to be 21 or 20?
21.
Legal. You're going to be legal. But so in your young life, you've gone through many adversities. I mean, you know, in your ups and your downs, of course. And through it all, you have come through it.
Yeah.
Your mother, your backbone. I'm so happy you still have her in your life today.
Yeah.
What is and who is BM the Truth about now, after all of this?
I would probably just say I'm just a positive person, like, and you can see that in all of my music. Like, I have a message because a lot of, like, not like a lot of rappers, but a lot of people, they'll put out music and it's really like, they really don't have like a direct message, but every one of my songs is guaranteed to have a message. Like, you'll either hear my pain from stories that happened to me, or it's just stuff that's going on right now. So it's basically like I put out music for everybody to just feel it, you know, vibe to it, and it's very relatable. So that's why I really get, I think I get a lot of praises and stuff on my music, because people tell me, like, it's not a lot of people out here doing what you're trying to do, like trying to bring back the old school sound of, you know, hip hop, the Tupac Shakur's, or the, you know, the Biggie, you know, stuff like that. People not really trying to do that. So I'm just trying to have like a positive outlook on life and, you know, just teach people, even if you're going through hard times, you can still get through it. Even though it might be hard, but it's ways you can go about it and you will get through it.
Right. I mean, that's important. Yeah. That's an important message, you know, and that's something that, like I said, a lot of people don't have. You know, you're blessed to still have your mother to get you through this. Definitely, you know, keep going at it, man. Keep doing it. It's inspirational, to say the least. You know,
yeah.
When you say the mixtape, where can they see? They can see that on SoundCloud. Am I correct?
Yes.
They just go to BM.
Yeah, you just type in "Being the Truth" and it's the most recent mixtape right there. As soon as you click on my link, everything will pop up.
Uh-oh, I'm popping it up.
Okay.
So it's In Control Remix. No, that's not it. That's not you, right?
I ain't mad at you. What? Yeah, that's the start of it. It's 13 tracks.
Let's listen to a little bit of it. Tupac and Biggie were big, you know. When they got killed, man, I was like, what? You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. So
yeah,
you know,
that's how I felt.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I've asked people in the past what would be the advice that they would give people that came after and wanted to follow in their footsteps. But I see that you're following in someone's footsteps already, and that would be like Tupac and Biggie. What were the main things that they did for you while they were yet still alive that inspired you to go ahead and go for it? I know you hated to listen to Tupac, but in the end, he was an inspiration. In the end, he was someone who actually you admire.
Yeah, well, like I said, it was basically like my dad and how he always told me, like, it's not about the music. It's just about, like, listen to the words, like, peep what he's saying. And as I got older, I started, like, listening, you know, understanding his words. And it's, like, crazy because now Tupac, he's my favorite rapper, ironically. And it's the stuff that he was talking about in, like, you know, 92, 93, and his All Eyes on Me albums and et cetera, it's still relatable right now. Like, the stuff he was talking about is going on right now. So it's basically, like, everything that Tupac was, like, rapping about, it was just, like, real stuff, like, about government issues or, you know, school issues or, you know, racial profiling. It was just, like, a whole bunch of stuff going on. So when I rap or when I'm writing my lyrics and stuff now, I'll be trying to take, like, a positive outlook. And basically, I just want people to understand and just be able to, like, listen to the music and be like, oh, you know, I understand where he's coming from, or, oh, I've been through that situation, or, oh, now that he said this, or, you know, he's talking about this, I'm inspired to do better. So it's just all positive music. Like, that's what I'm looking for. I'm just looking to, you know, bring back the old school, like I said, Tupac, Biggie, before they had passed away.
But, you know,
yeah,
that in itself is inspirational. What would you say to a person who did want to follow in your footsteps?
I would just say always have a positive outlook on life. You know, thank God and be blessed for whatever you have. You know, because if you're struggling, how I look at it is, how I'm struggling, it's probably 1,000 people struggling 10 times worse than me. So you just got to be thankful for the position that you're in and, you know, always thank God, because without him, you know, none of this would be possible.
Well, you know, again, it's inspirational to, you know, to have someone like you follow in the footsteps of Biggie. And I'm sure that there are more people out there that we don't know about that are actually doing that, you know. And, you know, it is something to leave a legacy. And I think everybody wants to leave something in their own way. I mean, it doesn't have to be through music. It could be through healthcare. It could be through being a lawyer, being a judge. It could be through being a police officer. It could be through anything. I think that music is one of the things that I always say. It's the soundtrack to our lives. At one point or another, when the song comes on, you remember where you were when that song comes on. And every time I hear Tupac's song, I remember where I was when he died, you know. So it's like, wow. Music has a profound impact on everyone's life. Thank you for being such an inspiration. Is there anything that you would like to tell everybody before we finish the interview today?
Basically, like I just said, if you guys is going through problems, you know, it's going to be good. You just got to work through your problems, and eventually your time will come. It might be hard, you know, to, like, when it first start off, but give it some time and everything will fall in place. And like I said, if you guys want to hear my music, go check it out on SoundCloud, DM The Truth. You're going to be disappointed.
Definitely won't be disappointed. And as far as I'm concerned, I love it. It is something very interesting. No, I love it. And as a matter of fact, you're going to see a hit right now.
Okay.
Here we go. And there it is. That's from me. And I don't know if you're on your line, but I just followed you. You know, it's important to support each other. And as we that we're supporting ourselves. We connect and you know, we actually say, yeah, I'm behind you 100%. And we lift each other up, and that's important. And that's why I started Dream Chasers Radio, to lift people up and to continue to tell them to dare to be different and don't be the same. Everybody's not the same. We don't want to be the same with each other. So thank you so much for not being the same.
No problem, no problem.
And everybody go out and go to get BM the Truth's last single, Worth the Wait. It is worth the wait, definitely. And hook up with him on SoundCloud. That is BM the Truth, SoundCloud.com/ B as in Bobby, M as in Marshall, the Truth. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, Bobby. And you got to stay in touch and you got to know what else is going on. But obviously, I'll have like first pick because I'm already following you on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Okay. So thank you again for being on the show. Hey, everybody, don't forget to dare to be different and to follow BM the Truth. And keep chasing your dreams, and one day you'll grab it and hold on to it. And please don't ever let it go. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Everybody.
You too.
Thank you. All right.